gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. My name is Bob Long. Today we are bringing you highlights from the recently concluded press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And we are joined by Dominic Infante, who is Subaru's National Manager of Product Communications. Hey there, Dominic. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Great to be here.
It's been a good year for Subaru. You guys continue to hit some home runs, and sales, I understand, have been up across the board.
Yeah, it's our third consecutive year for sales increase, and actually we set an all-time record, 263,000 cars, and it's been actually a great year for us in terms of we're kind of up across all the car lines, so it's been very great for us. And actually, all this weather is not hurting us either. You know, we're selling a lot more cars in non-Subaru places.
Yeah.
But then when these storms hit, also, you know, our traditional customers realize why they bought them in the first place.
Excellent. As we were chatting a little bit off air recently, I had a very pleasant experience with a Forester, and considering the purchase of one because it offers such a great value for the money. And again, like you say, the safety factor, and also that Subaru symmetrical all-wheel drive system is just unbeatable.
Yeah, you know, and that's a great thing, and it's one of the things our customers come looking for when they come looking for Subaru. It is a safety factor. Our buyers tend to do a lot more research than other buyers, and that's what really helps us, because they go and they look, and so, you know, once again, we're the only manufacturer with IHS top safety pick for all of our products, and it's been a hallmark of kind of Subaru. Is to we tend to kind of overbuild our cars, you know, and that's a great thing when it comes to a car that you're going to own and keep for a long time, and you want to know your family is safe, and they are, and they're durable, and you know, but those are the things we have customers coming in looking to buy the cars and keep them, rather than just lease and turn them. You know, this tends to be a long-term ownership experience,
which is great, and certainly the word of mouth when you talk to Subaru owners. I mean, they just really sing the praises of the company, and you can't say that about all brands.
Yeah, well, we like to think of our owners as evangelists. They tend to do a lot of our sales work for us.
Yeah.
Because they are proud of their vehicles, and you know, it's a bit different in terms of owning other vehicles. Our cars tend to be unique. The boxer engine, the all-wheel drive system. You know, we tend to attract people who are really into the engineering aspect of it. You get a lot of engineers and people in the medical industries, and you know, people who need to be places on time in a bad weather system.
Yeah.
To come look at the cars. But it's just one of those things where, as we've developed, especially we came out with the new Outback and Legacy, been tremendously successful, and Forester, when we redesigned that, the same thing. We really listened to what our customers were telling us and what they wanted, and we tried to hit the mark with bringing them with the changes they needed, which is mainly, you know, they wanted more rear leg room.
Mm-hmm.
So we increased to almost 4 inches of leg room on those Outbacks and Legacies, and even with the Forester as well, and we just try to make the cars simple. You know, so when you pop open a hatch like you had a Forester,
yep.
You know, look how squared out that design is, and look how yep. easy it is to load things into the back of it. You know, it's not about the numbers in terms of your cargo capacity. It's like how much you can actually get to. You know, and that's just something we think about. We're like, you know what, let's do it. Same thing with the Outback. When we redid the back end of that,
mm-hmm.
wanted to make it square. You know, there's no, you know, nooks and crannies. The thing is, you slide stuff in there really easily.
Exactly. Just very simple, like you say, very practical, and you know, all the little things that you guys incorporate as standard equipment to, very well appreciated. And, you know, you don't have an option list that's a mile long with your vehicles.
Right. It's, once again, simplicity. You know, it's pretty easy to go in and option up your car and walk out. And like I said, you know, you jump into our car, you grab around the knob, you know, it turns, it controls the radio. You know, it's how your volume goes up and down. So I think it's one of those very, very user-friendly cars, and I think our buyers really like that aspect of it. And also, you know, I think we've really worked very hard on how the cars ride. You know, how comfortable and smooth they are, and without really trying to damage that handling. You get that kind of fail-safe handling feel to us. The cars have that extra balance because of the all-wheel drive.
Absolutely, and we can't overlook the Boxster engine. The only other company with a Boxster is Porsche, and certainly tells a good story in itself. I mean, this is a very unique power plant.
Yeah, sure, and that's actually a hallmark of Subaru design. You know, with the Boxer engine, you've kind of got almost it's a self-balancing engine because of the way it is designed, and actually the engine lays flat, the cylinders are flat, you know, and because they offset each other like that, you've got almost a perfectly balanced engine, especially on the H6, you know, the six cylinders as well. So that's one aspect of the car. And also, because the engine's flat, we can mount the engine very low on the chassis. So when you drive our cars, that's what helps with that sense of balance. And especially when you go into something like a Forester that's, you know, going to be, you know, more of a CUV, you've got, you know, a little bit, you know, more ground clearance. And all of our cars, actually, Outback and Legacy, too, have better ground clearance than their competitors. But you never feel tippy in the car because we put all that weight down low.
Yeah, which is great. I mean, I don't personally like that tippy feeling. And certainly you don't get that in the Subaru. Let's talk a little bit about the Outback. That's been doing extremely well sales-wise. And anything new to report for 2011?
Some minor changes. We just launched the car, so it's not time for a major overhaul, but just a few things that people wanted, you know, in terms of amenities. But really, it's amazing how well that vehicle has done.
Yeah.
And, you know, our sales are up 68% with that product. We're literally out of them. I mean, you know, that's a great thing. We've been building cars as quickly as we can. But and when I look, and I was mentioning it to you earlier, when we looked at, you know, when we launched Outback, you're going to logically assume that, you know, well, Kate's going to steal some sales from Forester.
Yeah.
It really hasn't. Forester sales have continued for 3 years in a row. They're up, and they continue to grow. And I think we just happen to match and marry the segment extremely well with the way our product is sitting at the moment.
And certainly when you look at the number of accolades and awards that Subaru has won over the last few years, whether it's a Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year Award or some of the, as you say, safety picks or even resale value picks from the folks at Kelley Blue Book, I understand, have honored you recently in that area.
Sure. In terms of resale values, Kelley Blue Book, in terms of residual values, ALG's awarded us having some of the best residuals in the marketplace. And part of it tends to be an aspect of the design and the durability of our products. And that they tend to go on forever. But also what we were mentioning, you know, you live in New England, so you know that, you know, essentially people don't sell their Subarus. They just kind of get passed down through the family for years. And so mm-hmm. there aren't a lot of used Subarus out there, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, and the loyalty of our customer base, you know, all tend to help our returns in those areas. So, you know, we tended to see, as the economic downturn happened, our sales started going up. And I think what people are looking for, because now they're being a little more careful with their money, is you're looking for value, and you want to know that the car is going to be around for a while and last. You're not going to necessarily do a lot of work to it, you know.
Exactly.
It's going to be there for you, and you know, at a very minimal care cost.
Comes down to that what we said earlier about simplicity. I mean, we all love gadgets and complexity of design, mm-hmm. but when it comes to paying the repair bills down the road, you can definitely pay a hefty price. Let's talk about the future of Subaru design-wise. You guys recently showed off a concept vehicle that is really quite striking and perhaps a glimpse into the future as to what we'll see with the next Impreza.
Certainly, we also have that car here today at the Detroit Show, but that's the Impreza concept. And it's going to hint not only maybe the next, you know, Impreza, but also what we're looking at is where we're going in terms of an overall style. It's a bit edgier. You're still going to have the wing motif going across the center grille there, but we've tried to, like, actually really sharpen up all the lines on the car. So we do have some exciting products coming down the pipe. I think you'll be impressed with what we're coming out with. And we're not just looking at styling. You know, we're also obviously modifying the way these cars handle. We continue to try and make them improve in terms of their handling and their feel.
Dominic, I really want to thank you for your time here today. Where's the best place on the web for folks to track all the latest news and happenings and new product information from Subaru?
Sure, it's pretty simple, Subaru.com. You know, we try to keep that simple as well. We've just kind of come out with a new line of interactive digital brochures as well that we're coming out with.
Great.
Some iPad apps that are going to be out there in terms of configuration for your car. They're going to give you like a much deeper dive when you go and research your car and make it a lot more user-friendly.
Excellent. He's Dominic Infante. He is the National Manager of Product Communications for Subaru. I'm Bob Long. Thanks again, Dominic.
Thank you very much for having me.
Somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world-famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Peter Kranchenbaum from Midas Resources. Today is February 4th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at 13.5010. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 13.8526, 6.9263 for a half ounce, and 3.4632 for a quarter ounce. 13.8526, 6.9263, and 3.4632.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Special coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit,
My name is Bob Long, along with Mike O'Driscoll, who is Jaguar's Managing Director. Mike, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. Good to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So, Mike, the XJ has just been a global, worldwide success, and that's great news. And, of course, in celebration of the 75th anniversary of Jaguar, you guys showed off just a remarkable concept vehicle, the CX-75. You showed it both in Europe as well as in Los Angeles, and the response on that vehicle also has been absolutely fantastic.
The reaction to the CX-75 has been terrific. You know, we designed, developed, built the car to celebrate our 75th anniversary. But we've spent 75 years, as we say at Jaguar, looking forward. And the CX-75 really does look forward. It uses two micro turbines, electric motors at each wheel, terrific performance, zero emissions, and just a great work of art.
Definitely. Ian Callum did such a wonderful job with that vehicle. And, of course, what an innovative power plant that was shown in that concept vehicle. And I understand that you guys have actually invested some money company-wise in turbine technology.
Well, Tata Motors have taken a stake in Blade & Jets, and we believe that it's a terrific business, terrific opportunity. It's the way of the future in so many ways, and CX-75 was a great way to demonstrate the potential of those micro turbines. They looked absolutely beautiful there, sitting amidships in this CX-75.
Around the bend, of course, there are rumors of a new sports car that will slot below the XK in the Jag lineup. You probably can't tell us much, but that is also being floated around quite a bit, along with perhaps a new entry-level Jaguar to slot below the XF. So it looks like the Jaguar lineup is going to expand.
We've got a lot of great plans for the future. There's a lot of potential to expand the Jaguar lineup. For sure, we've said for a long time we'd love to build a sports car to sit next to the XK. And, of course, the Jaguar lineup now refreshed. In just the last 3 years, we've introduced three new products. In addition to the new XK, we've got the new XF and the XJ. And Jaguar's got some real momentum. So a lot of work over the last few years to rebuild the brand, regenerate some momentum.
Let's talk a little bit more about the buyers of the new XJ. Are they conquest buyers, new people coming into the brand, or are they a combination of both new people as well as traditional XJ owners?
Well, I tell you that the people who really do put a value on design, they want to buy a car that sets them apart. They want to buy a car that represents performance, beauty, but innovation too. And the new XJ, I think, says a lot. In a luxury market where so many of those large luxury sedans look alike, the XJ really is a standout. And Jaguars have always, on their best day, stood out from the crowd. We're getting a lot of new buyers, a lot of people new to Jaguar, a lot of people coming from other brands to look at the car. As soon as they drive it, I got to tell you, it's compelling. It's a great drive. It's a real high-performance machine in what is just an absolutely svelte body, one of Callum's finest works to date, I believe. And we're also seeing a lot of Jaguar owners, Jaguar aficionados, who are taking a look at the car too and getting behind the wheel, and that's great to see too. So a terrific mix. We're seeing a lot of younger buyers as well as older buyers. I'd call them young at heart. If you're young at heart and you've got a spirit of independence about you, it's a car that makes an awful lot of sense.
Mike, the interior on the XJ is just so well executed, and I haven't heard it myself, but I understand you guys offer just an absolutely incredible stereo system in that vehicle.
We do indeed. You know, the whole setting for the interior is really quite unique. It has the look as you look across the dash. It has the look of what I describe as a Riva boat from the 1950s, 1960s. Just a terrific look to the front of the cabin. The materials we use, the leathers, the woods, just a great eclectic mix. Traditional materials in a very modern and innovative way. The stereo system, Bowers & Wilkins, 1200 watts. This is a concert hall on wheels when we get going, and it really is a terrific place to spend some time. And, of course, all of us spend so long behind the wheel these days.
That's
traffic,
true.
You know, traffic is so heavy. such congestion in so many of the major cities around the country. And just terrific to spend some time in that Jaguar.
Let's talk a little bit about the reaction at the Jaguar dealerships around North America to this reinvigorated Jaguar brand. I would imagine these folks are quite happy these days.
You know, the Jaguar dealers are, I believe, a breed apart. They are a group of dealers that over the last 15 years have earned an absolutely wonderful reputation for delivering great sales and service. This past year, again, they topped the J.D. Power survey. And year after year, they demonstrate just terrific customer service. They're fully behind the brand. Many of them have had the Jaguar franchise for years. Those of them that are new to the franchise quickly understand why so many of their colleagues love the brand and have been in the business representing Jaguar for so long. They're seeing a lot of new customers, which is terrific, but all of the customers get what we believe is a level of service that distinguishes our brand from so many of the other mass market brands on the market today.
There are so many wonderful choices out there in the automotive marketplace, but I think a point that you brought up just a few moments ago really encapsulates a lot what Jaguar is about. Number one, design, and number two, if you're the type of person who is young at heart and likes to express his or herself in a very unique fashion, Jaguars do that with such great style and elegance.
They do indeed. You know, at heart, we're a sports car company.
Yes.
We still think of ourselves as a sporting company. We built our name on the racing successes in the 50s, then again in the 80s and 90s. We're back racing, of course, in GT2 in the American Le Mans series here in North America. But I think that spirit of that sporting spirit, that performance spirit, comes through in the cars we build. Design is such an important part of our cars. So these are cars that stand out not only in terms of the way they drive, but the way they're designed. And those are the characteristics that for so many people are so tempting and what persuades them to get behind the wheel.
Excellent. Mike, as we look down the road, what do you foresee? Continued growth for the Jaguar brand, North America-wise and worldwide?
Absolutely. We're going to see continued growth in 2011. We're looking forward to a terrific year. Our business is growing in Asia, as it is for so many other automakers as well, of course. But North America remains our largest export market. The UK, very strong home market for us, domestic market. But just a great future ahead for Jaguar, an expanded product lineup over the next few years. And you'll continue to see Jaguars in all the best places.
Excellent. So well said. He is the man himself, Mike O'Driscoll, Jaguar's Managing Director. Thanks again for your time here today, Mike.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Skip the long lines and high prices at the florist, because right now at ProFlowers.com, you can get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase and a free box of chocolates for just $29.99. Just visit ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 4444. Unlike overpriced flowers at the florist, which sit in the cooler for days, our flowers are sent fresh cut from the fields and are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Just visit ProFlowers.com today to get 24 assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for only $29.99. Order now and pick the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. But hurry, because Valentine's Day is this Monday, and our special offer ends this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 4444.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you coverage of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long, joined by two gentlemen from Kia, both in the areas of design. First, let's welcome back the head of design for Kia, Peter Schreier. Welcome back to our show. How you doing, Peter?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. Good morning.
Also joining us is Tom Kearns, who is Kia's chief designer. Tom, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Why don't we begin by talking about the concept vehicle unveiled here in Detroit, a very unique design. It's called the KV7. Peter, tell us a little bit about this very unusual vehicle.
Well, you know, the brief that we had is to make a new van, and when you approach a kind of project like this, you look what is there on the market, of course, and we wanted to do something a little bit different. And when it comes to a van, everybody tries to make, you know, put a lot of bed shape and extremely raked windshields and make it look sporty. But, you know, if you, what do you expect from a van? A van is a box. And so we kind of came back to the normal, in a way, and tried to make a box, but a good one.
And it's got some very unique doors on it. Tell us about that.
Well, it's got normal hinged doors in the front and kind of gullwing door in the rear. So, when you open them together, you have a real generous access to the car, which is very nice, I think. And it gives a kind of open atmosphere.
Tom, tell us a little bit about your thoughts on this concept vehicle unveiled here in Detroit.
Yeah, you know, Bob, when Peter had us start this project, he wanted to do something very honest. He always talks about honesty in design. And that's when we really wanted to just, like Peter mentioned, instead of trying to make it sporty and aggressive and something with a big angry face, we took an approach of an honest box and really celebrating the box. And if you look at a lot of products today that are very desirable, like an iPhone or a good piece of architecture or a piece of luggage, you know, basically they're all just boxes, but they're beautifully done. And that's what we set out to do with the exterior of the concept.
Excellent. Let's talk a little bit more about the ever-evolving design philosophy of Kia. Certainly, Peter, the Optima has rolled out to just rave reviews, and certainly I'm a big fan of the design job on that vehicle. Tell us a little bit about going into that project. What were some of your goals for the all-new Optima?
Yeah, thank you for the compliment. Yeah, the Optima had a different approach, of course, compared to a van. Optima is supposed to be a sedan that is sporty and elegant looking, maybe similar to the van that we did. The Optima also has no playful gimmicks on it. It's quite a straightforward, clean-cut kind of design, and I often compare it with a nice Italian suit. You know, it hasn't got a great big collar and pockets and stuff on it. It's just a clean cut. It's the cut that makes it, and this is somehow the case with the Optima too, and I think the result speaks for itself. We got a very nice chrome line, for example, that combines, that goes right from the base of the A-pillar until the very end of the rear window, and this makes the car very low and stretched, but also very elegant.
Tom, let's talk a little bit more about what Peter was mentioning there, and that's kind of simplicity and elegance in design with the Optima. Is that part of the going forward philosophy of Kia? What do you see as the new look of the Kia brand?
Yeah, you know, I think we're in agreement, Peter and I, and the whole Kia design organization, that we want to do good, simple, pure design. And that, you know, it doesn't mean simple meaning basic. It's really simple meaning sophisticated and beauty, really. And so I think you'll see that, you know, throughout the range, whether it's a Rio or a Soul or a large car or like the van concept, it's something that is a common link between all the vehicles we do.
The van concept here, the KV7, is this something that you'll gauge consumer reaction at the show here and perhaps integrate some of the styling attributes of that vehicle into perhaps a production model down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to, you know, it's a good idea to take the concept here, Detroit, gauge, see how the journalists react, how the customers react on public days. And it's definitely, it could be a direction that we take a future vehicle.
I think that this van, if it was a production car the way it looks now, it would really stand out from the rest of all the vans. And I think it would be a very, very strong statement from Kia. And in a way, it also resembles a bit that romance that we know when the vans had their great times in the, what was it, in the 70s? When vans were used for, what is you say, social gathering and you know, people painted them up and,
yep,
and
customized,
yeah,
with stripes and portholes and
yeah,
shag
exactly,
rugs
yeah.
and
yeah.
everything else.
It's at a time when vans were a bit more fun.
That's right, they were hip. Okay. Yeah, that's a very good point. Let's talk just a little bit more about the face of Kia's. Peter has done a wonderful job here in executing the design on the Optima. I know he's had a lot of influence on some other products, but it seems like Kias are cool now, and that's something that wasn't so not that long ago. Why don't you touch on the coolness factor, Peter? How have you been able to get the Soul kind of into a hip category in the Sportage and now the Optima? Not an easy thing to do.
Kias are cool would be a cool tagline that you just said. I think this is the thing that we always wanted to find, or we're trying to find a factor that you don't only buy a Kia because it's cheap. You buy it because you want one. You know, you go to the dealership because you look at the car, you like it, and say, okay, let's check it out. So this is the response we already get from the customers and the market, the journalists, is very positive. So it seems that it's working out.
Excellent. Tom, your thoughts on the new look of Kia and the coolness of Kia?
Well, we're really excited about the direction that we're taking the brand and the reception that we've gotten on a lot of our new vehicles that have come out recently. But we feel like we're just getting warmed up. So we got a lot cooking right now in the studios.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage will continue. I'm Bob Luck.
Today on The Long Drive, the first Chrysler vehicle named Mopar. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services. ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
It's under $40,000, and they're only building 500. It's the first ever Mopar 10 Challenger. Jim Sarasosi is Director of Sales and Marketing for Mopar.
You talk about mean, serious business. We wanted to really make it look like a mean vehicle. So what we did is we really wanted to go with a stealth, a very sinister look. We took a black Dodge Challenger RT. All the accents, if we went with a black chrome. So what is normally today a chrome grill surround, it's now a black chrome. The wheels, instead of being the shiny chrome.
I'm Bob Long for TheLongDrive.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're here in Detroit for the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, and right now we're joined by a very important gentleman. He is the president and CEO of the Mopar brand. It's my pleasure to welcome Pietro Golier. How you doing there?
I'm fine. Good morning. I'm really great.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the presence here of Mopar at the Detroit show. I understand for the first time you guys have the biggest presence ever.
That's exactly true. I mean, we are really at Mopar very excited. We have the biggest presence ever to an auto show. More than 100 accessories displaying on all the cars in our booth. But above all, we have five unique models that are the interpretation of Mopar of each single brand. So we have Fiat 500, Moparized, as we used to say, and we have Jeep Call of Duty that actually we will accessorize on stage during the auto show. We have a Ram that has been completely loaded of accessories for fishing. There is even the now famous Mopar holster that you can put fishing poles in, etc. We have the new Durango Citadel, where we put instead a lot of stuff, including electronic vehicle tracking system, Wi-Fi hotspot, etc. And last but not least, we have the Ram Runner, our extreme version of the Ram, ready to rock and roll on dunes and rocks.
Oh, that's great. I was told a little bit earlier today that Mopar here in 2011 not only includes accessories, but also your responsibilities fold over into customer care and service. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's true. I mean, we as Mopar, we take care of the customers every moment after the sales of the vehicles. So from one side, as you said, we have the responsibility to provide parts and accessories. On the other end, to be sure that the customer can enjoy the best customer experience when it's a dealership. So this is all about increasing the customer care level at our dealership, increasing hours of operation. We are going to be fully open on Saturday. We will target then Sunday. I always say that it's for me always a pain when I see that I see a competitor that is open on Saturday or Sunday. I'm not. So that's something that, and dealers are really getting there. We have been able to increase the opening on Saturday of our dealer from 60% to 70% just in 1 year, and
that's
obviously now we go forward. And we have also opened all our activities on Saturday. So we provide a help desk, technical help desk. We have the call center open. We have the parts distribution center open. So it's going to be everything possible to increase the experience of the customers with our brands.
Excellent. Let's talk about a vehicle that was really very well done, and I did a number of interviews on it. This is a vehicle that was very exciting, and it was called the Mopar 10 Challenger. Tell us a little bit about this project.
Spot on the Mopar 10. Well, you know, when I came here in the U.S. About 2 years ago, joining Chrysler, I mean, my team was so concerned that this Italian coming to the U.S. was not able to understand the Mopar brand, etc. So they gave me a bunch of books to study, you know, about the heritage of Mopar. I had all these books on my desk, etc., nightstand. And I started understanding and reading about these Mopar muscle cars. Actually, there are tons of books that are about the Mopar cars. So I came back after a while. I said, well, why we don't make a real Mopar car? So I dropped a call to Ralph Gies, the head of Dodge and design, and said, what do you think if we make a special edition of the Challenger? We load the car with everything we have for the Challenger, and we call the car Mopar. For the first time ever, we don't just use Mopar as a sort of addition to the brand, but we call the car Mopar. And Ralph is a great guy. The car guy said, well, that's great. I mean, let's work on that. So in 2 months, we were able to finalize the project, and the Mopar 10 came to market. I mean, it has been a great success. I'm very pleased. There is not only the car is great, but we created also, again, talking about the customer experience, a new customer experience. So the car is coming with an owner's kit, with some merchandise elements, a certificate talking about the history of that specific car, the pictures of the car in the plant, and this is delivered by what we call a Mopar ambassador at the dealership when the customer is taking the delivery of the car, to create a different experience, a new experience.
Tell us a little bit about, as you mentioned, coming from Italy and taking over this legendary American brand, Mopar. At first, was it a little bit of a daunting task? How much did you know about Mopar?
Well, first of all, I need to tell you that I've been around for number of years through the U.S. Working for Case New Holland, that is one of the company belonging to the Fiat Group, on making agricultural and construction equipment. So I've been starting getting connected. I had the pleasure to be, you know, the agricultural business is about Midwest, is about, so I went in places like Fargo, North Dakota, Grand Island, Nebraska, Burlington, Iowa, where we have our plants. So you start really enjoying, I mean, the U.S. From the heart, I would say, no. So when I came here with Mopar, first of all, the first thing that I understood was the level of passion for the brand. And that is, by the way, is not only true of Mopar, it's true of Chrysler and a corporation. Despite the tough times that we had, there was a lot of pride, a lot of commitment. And Mopar has been always able to deliver, to keep in the the enthusiasts connected with the brand. We have more than 300 clubs across the U.S. We have 4 independent magazines. And we don't do, actually, anything for this guy. They just would like to enjoy the Mopar life. So that was easy to catch. And then, obviously, the next step was starting to build in the processes, starting working, obviously putting more resources on service and on parts. And I think everything is coming together, and I'm really proud. I mean, see the display of Mopar, I mean, these 5 cars in front of our stand, our booth, is great. It's just great that I think the Mopar people will enjoy it.
Sounds great. It's all happening here at Detroit at the North American International Auto Show. Just to touch on accessories in general, Pietro, it seems like that side of the business is really exploding. More and more people want to customize their vehicle. They want to personalize it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that is another point that is really very, very specific on the U.S. No, I mean, people want to have their own car. No, so they like to, and we have been able to exploit that. We almost doubled the number of the sales of accessories per every unit. And the trick is to give the opportunity to every customer to really get around our car. Maybe a different type of customer, because the customer of Chrysler is different than the customer of Dodge, but you need to provide something. So you may provide a strut tower brace for a customer of Dodge, and maybe an infotainment or a Wi-Fi hotspot for a customer of a minivan. That is definitely.
Yeah.
And that's our mission at Mopar, to be able to add value to each brand in a different way. And now we are so excited to get to the Fiat 500, because it's a new segment, and I think you've seen, I mean, snowboard carriers, I mean, a lot of chrome. We put really stuff inside and outside. And even you can see there is the same accent of the Mopar 10, black with the Mopar blue stripes that are our signature.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage will continue. I'm Bob Luck.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.